Welcome to The Bright Side of Life. My name is Femi Greaterheights, and y'all know how it's going, man. It's been a couple of days and I know the channel has been a little bit slow in making content, and that is largely due to the fact that some gears are coming in and the channel needs to upgrade, and a little teaser that we may be launching an online radio very soon to complement the podcast. And it may involve some rebranding. So keep your fingers crossed and you get all the gist on the podcast series or episode. Now, this episode is proudly sponsored by OctaFX, a global trading platform.
The pandemic was a stress test for many of us, but here is one financial instrument that can help. OctaFX. OctaFX is a reliable global trading platform with 10 years of experience. It helps forex traders make the most profitable and efficient trading decisions. Today, they have more than 6 million trading accounts opened and 100 countries covered. If you are new to trading, OctaFX provides a free forex basic course, free webinars, and also sends weekly and monthly reports so that you are always aware of market news. Download the OctaFX trading app and get $5,000 in your demo account just for practice. You can practice until you feel ready to switch to a real account. Check out the caption to find out more and use the promo code TTN100 to double your first time deposit for more efficient trading.
And now, with the advent of competitors or competition comes better products. I'm always of this opinion that competition breeds or keeps companies on their toes. And this really makes sense because when you compete, you know what your competitor is doing. You are either doing the same thing or doing way above. So you have to scale up. Now, one company and another company that I know they are trying to scale up is Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces. Now, we all know that Clubhouse announced some couple of days back, or should I say about a month back, that they will be rolling out the feature where you can now record conversations. And not just record conversations, you can also clip out 30 seconds of those conversations. Only the creators and the moderators can turn on or off that feature. But when that feature is turned on or off, the participants can make clips of that particular sessions, maybe 30 seconds, for what they can share on the internet or they can share on their social media. So that really works well. It's going well. The rollout has been going in batches, starting with iOS and rolling into Android and all. But Twitter Spaces just announced that Twitter is rolling out into Spaces the ability for hosts to now record sessions. And just think of Microsoft Teams or think of Zoom. When the session has started, you can click on record, right? But Twitter Spaces, the users, or should I say the participants, will be notified that there's a recording going on. So it is not, if you are jumping into that space freshly or you have been in that space, you'll be notified that the recording is going on, and it can only be by the host. Now, the recording is very good. I see this thing as very good in a way that when you share a Twitter space link on your social media, what happens is that when you click on that link, it tells you that the session has ended, like the space has been closed, something like that. But just imagine when somebody clicks on that link, even after the session has ended, you can still play back the conversation on Spaces. This is really cool. And Twitter has promised that you'll be able to keep that for 30 days. So all your Twitter Spaces will be kept for 30. I think this is an extra incentive, knowing fully well that a lot of people are loving more of Clubhouse than Twitter Spaces. For everybody I would know around me, most of them would tell you Clubhouse, I would hardly find one, maybe just one, that would love Twitter Spaces. But on the part of Twitter, Twitter will be holding that data for 120 days. So you hold yours, is valid for 30 days, but Twitter will be keeping theirs for 120 days. Why? Because there could be litigations, there could be legal stuff, you could have said something very sensitive and they need to make reference. So they'll be holding that as well. So just as you are recording and keeping, Twitter is also keeping theirs for 120 days. And does this make sense? What is the use case scenario? Imagine discussing something about health and you want people to be able to at least come back and listen again or interact again. That is really possible. You know, in the metaverse episode, I was talking about the things you could do in the virtual world. Imagine if we could host podcasts in the virtual world. Imagine if we could do all of these meetings, record these meetings in the virtual spaces. And this makes a lot of sense because all this interaction, let us have a guest, I must see my guests. Like, podcasters have that issue where the guests really want to be in the studio with them. So it's either you link through Clean Feed or maybe link through Telegram audio, or you link through Clubhouse or Twitter Space. But with the metaverse, you can have interviews, you can sit with your guests right in front of you in that virtual space, and you guys can have these interviews together. So these are enormous benefits of the metaverse vis-a-vis. I just dropped that into this good news that's coming from Twitter, and that is the Twitter Spaces. My name is Femi Greaterheights, and a shout out to you, especially you, I mean you listening, you cooking right now, you lying on your bed listening right now, or you just listening to me in your office. You actually rock, and you guys make this channel go faster and bigger. Kindly share the link to your friends for them to benefit from all what this channel is about. I catch you guys in the next one. A big thank you to our sponsor, OctarFX, a global trading platform.